Are we on
okay,
the internet?
Okay, we're on.
We're on the internet.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here. I see us.
It apparently works.
Hello. Hi. How late are we? We need to look. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's late. Not bad. That's not bad. We just start, though. That's kind of awkward. It's like the old days.
It's like the old
days, we just
days,
click
man.
Start. We just
back
go.
Back to the time. Shut up, Windows.
So here's what's happening. At 6:26. Well, let me start at the beginning.
Okay.
I come in here, do some
all
show prep,
tail, man.
And all of the stuff on the computer looks like Windows 98. Okay? So it's all got like that kind of fake 3D look to it, and everything has got this big old border around it for no reason whatsoever. Okay? And I'm like, well, that's no good. But I'm like, I will persevere through these problems, okay? And then I open OBS. Every scroll bar is black, okay? So, like, this part here is black, this is black, this is black, this is black. This whole thing right here is black. The buttons are black. And, like, I know OBS well enough that I could probably get through it, okay? Everything's mostly a hotkey, you know, but I also, I probably need to put a Discord. Oh, that was also all free.
What?
Because Windows is the worst. We're here now.
Why?
Okay. Hold on, let me do this.
Anything else you're missing?
We live now. Yes! Streamlabs! Everything that needs to be open but OBS is
Ren's
missing!
Ren's name is up there. It's still working.
Wow, this is terrible. Basically, our computer broke for a hot second. It's what happened. That's what we were recalling. OBS was black. Everything was black. It was back to Windows XP, apparently.
Okay, and so what I did, okay? You're going to hear that because my computer's starting up. All right? So everything...
oh, my God.
We've been live, guys, for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, and it hasn't even really been that, and it's gonna stutter a little bit because everything is opening. Okay?
Yeah, no, we clicked live as soon as it came up.
Right.
So,
and we probably should have waited, but we wanted to put out
this high-octane content.
An inferior product is better than no product, right?
We're going at it, man. It's already been added.
Would you rather have a two-day-old donut or no donut?
Two-day-old donut.
Exactly. Yeah. So this episode is a two-day-old donut.
All I care about is Spider-Man. I have withheld watching that for this episode, and we need to get to it like stat.
Okay, we're going to get to it. We have to wait. It still says encoding overloaded, so we have to wait for that all to end. I can't even open Chrome.
If this episode gets all the way done without watching that trailer, I'm going to stat.
I mean, if it takes more than an hour...
You need a new computer.
For this to start up. Well, here's the thing, okay? I restarted it, and there's no way to restart without doing an update.
Have you Googled it?
I didn't figure I had time. Okay.
You should Google it.
I'm going to Google your mother, all right? Okay, let's go. Let's see. Here's what happens. Also, every time I turn on my computer, I don't know why Windows does this. Mm-hmm. It automatically opens all my programs on my ZSwigs profile. Even though I haven't logged onto that profile at all. Okay, we're at 100% CPU. Let's see what we can close out here.
100%?
That's why it's stuttering. All right? All right, so let's see. What's killing us right now? Okay, this right here, bye. Okay, that's not even what I clicked.
You clicked Discord.
I didn't, I don't need it up. Get rid of that.
It just keeps starting things.
Get rid of that.
Discord's back there.
There's two of them. There's three of them.
Oh.
Now there's three. That's because it's open on the ZSwigs profile.
Our show's the worst. You're the worst person at this.
End. What else? Let's get rid of this. End.
Yeah, computers make me want to kill myself.
Okay, we're at 90% CPU now. It's getting better, right?
It's back up. It's 100%.
God, we were good for a second there.
95.
We were good
93,
for a second.
93, 95, 98, 100.
I mean, why is iTunes? iTunes is just thinking. It's just sitting there thinking. What is it doing? Stop thinking.
Hey, there it is. It listened.
Okay, stop thinking.
It listened.
All right, now we're at 98%. Are we better? Are we better? I think we're better. Here's the point. Okay? So nothing's ready. Oh, those are errors. I'll just click okay on those. That'll be fine. So we used to have great images, you know, for the show, Colby's head on our laptop, and now, oh, that doesn't work.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. We now have flowers in the background.
Took it a second.
Now we got flowers. You know what doesn't represent this show? Flowers.
Yeah, that is very apropos.
And also, my Windows theme has changed to orange. I'm guessing to match the flowers, would be my guess.
Probably.
Why?
Paddington's still there. A big gigantic.
That's our only photo. Is it going to ding like that every time I hit a hotkey?
No. Yes. What? Which one are you pressing? Zero?
All of them.
How do you turn that off? That's going to get annoying.
You think? You think, man?
Let's turn down the volume.
Why doesn't it just not suck?
It fucked you, man.
I think we're better now, though. Oh, we're still at 93%. Like, see, part of me wants to switch over to my other profile and close all the crap.
Don't touch
but
anything.
I think if I do that, OBS stops working, right?
Yes, 1,000%, yes.
Look at all these things that are loading. Look at... It didn't work. Look at it, man. What is all this crap?
Just close everything minus OBS.
Okay, close that.
What even was that?
That's the thing that does the countdown, which we don't need because we started late.
Okay.
Okay, but iTunes gets mad if you open iTunes without that program being open.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why this happens. I'm not about to solve the iTunes thing, okay? Have I tried turning it on and off again? That's what got us in this situation in the first place. Maniche. Okay?
A Maniche.
Ball and Hobo, did you see the clip we put in the Discord about your truck? Because we tried to sell your truck. And I don't know if you saw it. But we tried to sell your truck. And we made it a clip for you so you could put it on Facebook or whatever. Okay? Oh. That video just started working. That's good, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Here's what I'm mad about. The fact that it takes 26... I started at 6:26, so it took what? 36 minutes for me to hit the restart button to me launching OBS again. And really, it didn't even really start being good until now. Okay? So, and what time is it now? 7:10? So it took about 45 minutes for my computer to start working correctly. What's the problem?
Why is this playing now?
That plays throughout the show.
Yeah, but right after our names?
It shouldn't play right after our names.
Yeah, see? See, you sure it's not the other video? Wait, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm here for this roast. What roast?
Colby, have the night off. I'm roasting Seth tonight.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, they already did exclamation point haircut, though, so that's not true. Does the video look better today, though, than usual?
I don't know.
I do feel like our video looks better.
It looks the exact same.
You look the exact same.
I do.
Fat.
I haven't changed.
Face.
I'm literally Frank. A black amorphous blob right
you
now.
You are.
Like, my shirt has no definition in it at all. It's black.
Okay, Streamlabs is open, okay? Should we try to open Chrome?
Yeah.
Because we can't watch Spider-Man.
So I could watch the Speedsman.
Because we can't watch Spider-Man unless Chrome opens.
Dirt-Man, man.
Let's see if it works.
Dirt of the Spide.
Here we go. It's opening. It looks good so far. Do you think it's still going to beep? Okay, the beep is gone. That's good.
That is good.
That is good. Okay.
It looks to be working.
Should I try to pull up all the links that I was going to talk about tonight? Doesn't matter. Let's just go to Spider-Man.
Yep, you got it. You've got it.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm fucking ready, man. Let's do this shit.
Okay, let's do it.
I need to see my spids, man.
I hate Sony trailers.
Sony. Lionsgate does it too.
Stupid, dude. It's stupid.
Lionsgate does it too.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
That was so good. Hey, sorry I'm late. Happy.
You look nice.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. New dress.
Oh, man. It just gets me.
Hard.
Did he ruin it for you?
You're ruining it with your money.
Thanks, Ballin.
4 months of subs for Ball and Hobo. I'm really happy, actually, because Streamlabs just opened about 45 seconds ago, and that would not have worked.
That's true.
Okay, should we start it over?
Yeah.
Okay. Go, what, 5 seconds in? Okay, here we go. Don't ruin our immersion, chat. Immersion.
So good. Hey, sorry I'm late. Happy.
You look nice.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. New dress?
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
What just happened?
Planning a trip?
Mm-hmm.
Ramones, man.
School trip.
Going where?
School trip.
Did you get your passport?
Peter Parker here to pick up a passport, please.
Mini toothpaste?
Mm-hmm.
Pack your suit.
I just want to go on my trip with my friend. Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Famous last words, man.
What the fuck? They're in Europe?
Yeah, that's why he's far from home.
Pretty.
Therefore, I have value.
No, that's not right.
I'm messing with you. You look pretty, too.
I just want to spend some time with MJ. I think she really likes me, dude.
That reminds me of when I first fell in love. I had just finished my food call.
Uh-oh. Don't stutter.
Why is it lagging
so
out, man?
So nice to finally meet you, Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
Do you know Nick Fury was in this?
No. Put clothes on. Let's go for a ride.
Is he going to be okay like that?
Might want to turn him over so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
I think Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
Awesome.
Dude, that suit looks so good.
But you have a job to do.
Is that Sandman again?
Are you going to step up or not?
No, Sandman's not in this.
Rewind! What the fuck is that sand-looking man?
Your friends are in trouble. What are you going to do about it?
He's Element Man?
Element Man?
You don't want any part of this.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
That is Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Mysterio, dude. Look at him.
He's what now?
He's Mysterio, man!
Who the fuck is that?
That's what you yell when someone robs your car. Mysterio!
Who is that guy?
He's like Iron Man and Thor rolled into one.
He's no Spider-Man.
What is it with you and Spider-Man?
What, he looks out for the neighborhood, has a dope suit, and I really respect him. What's up, dickwad?
Okay.
Okay?
What?
What? What, what?
What?
What, what?
Okay. Who's this man?
That's all Mysterio's doing.
Where's
you got he got Sandman, you got Fireman, you got Waterman, and they're all made by Mysterio.
Where's
man?
The Sandman, I missed it.
Just hit play, forehead. It's nice definitely not before Nick Fury shows up.
I think it is. Where was it? Was it here?
Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
It wasn't there.
Here. Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
Hey, has Nick Fury hijacked our summer vacation, man?
That man, who is that?
Stop clicking! I hate everything about you!
Oh, they couldn't even see what we're doing.
Yeah, that's Sandman.
That's Korg.
I mean, that does look like Korg.
That's Korg from Thor. Hey, man, just destroying this building over here, man. Is that cool? Yeah, is this your car, man? I'm sorry, I dropped a rock on it. Yeah, it's all Mysterio's doing.
No,
dude.
Okay, no, it's not.
Yes, it is!
No, it's not. Because he's fighting
Yes, I think what they're going to do is Mysterio is creating bad guys to fight, so he's the new hero, but really he's the bad guy. I think it's going to be one of those plots where Spider-Man is the only one that's hashtag woke about Mysterio. Gross. That's what I think it's going to be. Look at him, got a fishbowl on his head, man. They did it.
He does.
They got it. They put the fishbowl on him, dude.
What the fuck is Jake Gyllenhaal doing in this movie?
You don't like Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
What's wrong with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Go back to Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my God. That's so long ago. You couldn't pick another movie that he's in?
Go back to Prince of Persia.
There you go. That one's better. I like that one better. Although, I would like a Prince of Persia, Mysterio, gay cowboy crossover. That would be pretty great.
I was seeing that picture of him all over YouTube videos. I'm like, what the fuck is this for? And it's for this.
So I watched that on stream the day it came out, by the way.
You're the fucking worst.
I just wanted you to feel for once what I feel.
You're the worst.
When you watch trailers without me.
Yeah, but you didn't even say, you told me to not watch this. You never tell me to not watch anything.
Well, I don't think I told you.
You did.
We could probably open Discord now, right?
You did.
It's probably safe now. I don't think I said that. Also, we gotta. I don't.
Jacques.
Let me try to.
You betrayed me.
You were my brother, Anakin! You watched Spider-Man without me! You're going down a path I cannot follow! Why do I know so much dialogue from that movie?
Because I just threw a Darth Maul fucking microchip at you.
Yeah, those keep just showing up. Like. God, I hate.
I don't even remember what these did.
My life. Hey, Taco, what's up, dude? There's a thing in there that has a speaker, and you put those on there, and then it says voice lines for the movie.
That's right.
Like, I'm guessing Darth Maul said the three voice lines that he says in the movie, and that's it.
Tatooine is vastly populated.
Sparsely. Sparsely populated.
Whatever, man. Keep your fancy words to yourself.
I mean, I'm just repeating.
Keep them closed!
What?
Shut up.
Keep them closed? That even makes sense. Here, Ballin, I'm going to put the link
in
chat.
Keep your legs tight.
Here you go.
Tight.
There you go, Ballin Hobo. There's tight. The link, all right? There you go. That's us selling your truck. We need more details about it, though, because we don't have any. We knew it was a Dodge. The end of list.
I didn't know that.
Darth Maul's a tool. Don't let him hear you say words. He'll come at you and he'll salad shooter you with his dual lightsaber, all right?
Salad shooter?
Yeah. He knows what it is. He's a chef. God, I hurt my hand! Guys, I'm all frazzled, okay?
Yeah, you are.
I'm all frazzled from the stuff not working. I'm going to be so mad later because Colby Plays Games isn't going to work because I have to set that up. Like, here, Colby Play Games intro. It's just our fat faces. The goodbyes on there. Okay, hold on. We're just going to do this out.
Facebook icon?
This isn't real. Okay, now it'll work when we do it later.
No, will it?
Yeah. Okay. It kind of ruined this show.
A little bit.
But it'll make Colby Play His Games better. So I'm a chef. I'm going to use a knife like a person. All right. But you knew what it was, okay? And that's the point. I didn't imply that you used it, just that you knew what it was. Okay, so how you doing, man?
A salad shooter?
Yeah. Okay, back in the 90s, I think, it was this device. It was kind of tall, and it had a hole, like, in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bottom under the hole were some blades, like a blender, okay? And the top was just a chute. And so you would take a cucumber, and you'd stick it in the top, and then you'd push it down onto the blades, and it would shoot out of the front of it onto a salad. Yeah, my mom loved her salad shooter, dude.
Salad spinner?
It's a salad shooter! Chat, trust me, I'm old, I remember these, okay?
What kind of kink toys are you using?
The best ones! 1994, dude, look at this.
Salad shooter
helps
you every day.
How about some cheese?
Look at that, man.
Or perfect salad shooter hash browns for breakfast. Vegetables sliced or shredded, and nothing tops a salad like salad shooter.
Point.
Salad Shoot to help you every day.
Presto Salad Shooter Electric Slicer Shredder. So you can fill an omelet, slice a beet, make a soup, top a treat. Clean up easy, dishwasher safe, stores anywhere.
Yeah. What the fuck's that today, man?
Original and
you know how long it takes me to cut up my salads?
Oh, I'm sure it still exists, man.
It doesn't take me any time at all because I just buy the pre-made salad.
Yeah, look, dude, here's a salad shooter right here on Amazon, man. Look at that. $27 for a salad shooter.
That hasn't changed at all since
no,
what,
I mean,
say, 1992?
Why fix perfection?
They updated the logo and added a color of green to the handle, but that is literally it.
That's the same thing, man.
Yep.
You know, it's got 4.5-star reviews out of 1,700.
It's Amazon's choice, man.
I mean, dude, it works.
You need your salad shot. It'll shoot your salad.
How about some cheese for your pizza? For perfect salad.
This is literally the same copy with just updated voice?
And nothing tops a salad like.
And it's still the old one.
Presto.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's a different logo. I don't know, man.
Dude,
that's crazy.
If I was that guy who did the original salad shooter commercial, I'd be so mad that they just replaced me.
Hmm?
I mean, he sounded, yeah, you like some salad shooter? You put some cheese on your pizza.
He
sounded
kind of
like that, but like this dude is like, you know.
The Micro Machines commercial?
I think that's a meme.
Is it?
Because I mean, I don't know what it means, so I think it's a meme. I always assume if I don't understand it, meme. Right? Can you put your butt in it? Probably. Probably.
I can attest to that.
What, you an expert now?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty much the butt expert in this business.
Well, you are in this room, I'll tell you that.
No, in this world.
No.
Snoop comes to me for advice.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he? What about Seth Rogen?
No, that man's just an alien.
What does that mean? Is that a baby worse or better than you?
He's both.
I've never been more confused.
That's
hey, do you have liquor over there, by the way?
No.
I thought we weren't drinking on Thursday.
What? No, we're not drinking.
There's a bottle of Crown Royal over there.
Mm-mm.
Don't say, I see it.
Mm-mm.
You're drinking.
It's not, no. It's an illusion.
I did have Micro Machines. I also had G.I. Joe's.
The master of the mind manipulation.
I just don't know the
you
commercial
think
thing.
You see Crown Royal.
There's Crown Royal
really
over there.
You see, like, a blur.
No, there's Crown Royal over
it's
there.
A blur.
And you're drinking it.
It's
so.
A blur.
Hey, thanks, Loyal She Bot. Loyal She Wolf's bot. Appreciate the follow. Appreciate that. Loyal, if you don't know that, like that FP4 _ that just followed.
No, that person. Who?
That's Loyal She Wolf.
Uh-huh.
She got her account hacked like your mom did.
Oh.
Only they charge like $5,000 to her for her stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. She got her money back pretty quick, she said, but they changed her username and they removed all her likes, her friends, or everything. So her count's just
so they're
gone.
Just really hacking Twitch.
Yeah,
right now,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, 12K. Oh, okay. That's way better. That's way better.
Wow.
That's rough, dude.
What do you think banks do if somebody does drop 12K on Twitch? They're just like, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Like, I'm assuming that's why they gave it back quickly because it's so out of character. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Well, I mean, if they tried to spend $12 at my $12 at my bank, it wouldn't work.
No.
But, 12,000.
No.
PayPal, yeah. No. That's nuts. So make sure your account has two-factor authentication on it.
Which one?
Any of them on Twitch.
All of them?
Yeah.
Mine don't.
That's why I'm telling you should do that.
But I could see the things on my phone when they pop up. So if they pop up, then I'll be like,
But then they'll change Newman Drums to be like Giraffe Ball.
Good. It needs to be changed. I don't like my last name being out in the abyss.
Well, you can change your Twitter name anytime.
I should do it.
You want to do it right now?
My Twitch name, you mean?
Yeah, or your Twitter, both of them.
I don't need the Twitter. That one's locked.
Okay.
No one can get into that.
I mean, but it is your name, though.
Hey.
Yeah.
So you know when, like, all these people go through, like, celebrity Twitters to, like, find old tweets of them saying some, you know, like,
yes.
not so
yes.
fun things?
Yes.
Is it because their account's public?
Are you worried that they're going to go back and find tweets about you? Is that what you're worried? Like tweets?
I mean, yeah, just potentially.
You
in
don't
the future.
Want them to see Zebra Twat. Is
right.
what you're saying.
Well, that I don't give a shit about.
Well, right, but that's the only one I can repeat.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them about like gay.
There's a lot of gays.
Oh, of course. It's been around since 07.
Yeah, I was saying gay.
I mean, if your account is protected, you should be fine.
Okay.
But
like, there's no guarantee. Search Twitter database that stores tweets that isn't on Twitter?
I don't think so.
I bet you there is, but my guess would be
it only archives things that have already been requested. So, like, if you had used one of those sites before to download your archive or something, then it would be there. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to store every tweet from every user
constantly. You don't think that's possible?
I don't think, no.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Too much data.
How does Twitter do it?
Oh, Taylor says Wayback Machine. Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
What?
Oh, no. Taylor, you might be... Let's try it. It's that, right?
Yeah.
It's loading. Uh-oh. There's a big spike in 09. That's danger territory for you, man.
Why?
Let's see what it
looks like. What happened then?
Well, I mean, that's just right in prime gay territory for you.
I know.
Uh-oh.
So they can do it.
Uh-oh.
They can fucking do it.
Uh-oh. Well, another day at the hellhole, known as school, the arm ripping off is about to begin.
That's fine.
So I moved 5 feet away from where I had no signal at my school, and now I have full bars, WTF.
I was a sophomore.
I think you're probably good
here. I was a junior in high school.
Oh my God, I'm so pissed. Twitter is not allowing me to see my followers. It must think that I'm going to destroy Twitter once I see them. You've been angry for a long time.
Oh man, since I met you, yeah.
It's telling me that I have 12 people that I'm following and won't let me scroll at all. I refreshed and everything. Next tweet. Same minute. Not even a minute later. I quit Safari and it's still looking weird. Anyone else have this problem?
Jesus Christ. I didn't know how to use the internet.
Yeah.
That's actually bad.
So, but that's
Hey, no, back.
That's your...
Go back.
Hold on. Well, you got... No, I'm looking here. You also got someone that was February 4th.
I'm just saying, can you click the older button?
No.
You sure?
Here we go. Here's some.
Click that older button.
This one?
Right at the bottom. No, right the blue. It's in blue since the CSS didn't load.
Oh, you mean on this right here? No way.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Cool.
You're good.
Cool.
But Taylor thought of that in 30 seconds, so. Yeah.
There's got to be other sites like that out there, too, right?
I don't know if there is, to be honest. I mean, they're archiving the internet, and that seems a little extreme to me.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. I'm going to start going on walks. They're awesome, because you get to see nature and remember places where you had fun in the past. Wow. It's so funny to go to Facebook
nostalgic back then,
and see some of my Twitter friends online when they are on at school. I guess I am too. Lonely Island has a new song featuring T-Pain. Title is I'm on a Boat. It's amazing. Not as good as Jizz in My Pants. Second best.
I was a pretentious little bitch boy, man. Why do you think I left the fucking internet?
This is crazy.
My school has a sister school in Africa. It's just like whatever tumbles out of your mouth, dude.
Yes. That's what I thought Twitter was back then. That was basically what Twitter was back then.
It was.
Man.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever hook up with a dog? Don't. It's not worth it. I like you so much.
What is that from, man?
I have no idea.
Oh, shit. I know what that's from. I think it's Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Gmail updated their look. The buttons are better looking and more usable. I just learned how to make bookmarks halfway down a page. That's something I didn't know how to do before class.
That's web coding.
Twilight, the movie, isn't even on sale yet. It's number 24 on iTunes' top-selling movies list. Pathetic, America. Pathetic.
What did it say?
Menace confirmed, Nick and Nora.
Let me ask you a question, man. You ever have sex with a dog?
Oh, my God, dude.
Don't do it. That was good.
God, I want an iPod plug-in for my car. That would be so awesome. Anyone know any hookups? I would greatly appreciate it. Hint. These are not how I remember.
No, this was apparently not the time. This is pre-alcohol, Colby.
Well, yeah, but I remember some pretty racy tweets.
Apparently not.
Here's one. At Seth Neiman, shut up. 2:12 p.m. February 6.
Left 4 Dead? I was playing Left 4 Dead way back then.
Yeah, dude. Remember you used to like games?
Left 4 Dead?
I remember that. Finally, 200 followers. My dream has been realized. And now we have more than that on Twitch, and you could care less.
Yeah, I don't like the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, 2013 might be a little more racy.
Oh, look at this. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Colby, what is going on here? Did you have a breakup or something?
Yeah, no, that's what that was.
Like, why did it archive this exact page?
Yeah. Yep, I hate you.
Like, I can't
Actually,
even...
Actually, you should hate yourself. Jesus. Pops like a bitch. Bitch isn't that bad. It could be worse.
Look at chat is dying to see this. They're dying to see it.
I just
there are many vines on here.
Added my ex on Twitter and just said is a bitch after her username. Oh no, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Is this her?
Mm-hmm.
I like how you retweeted her barb at you. Do you know this lady right now?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen her?
She actually just... Never mind.
What do you mean, never mind?
She just had a kid and got married. Well, yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
You want to send this link to her new husband?
This was a bad point in time in that relationship.
Okay, well, yes, clearly. It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
Drum haven't said her name yet, right?
No, and okay. I haven't showed the screen.
Good.
We're not doxing it. I thought about showing the screen, but then her name was on there, so I didn't.
Nope.
Okay, now we're up to August of 2015.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What do you mean?
You can find this shit on the internet.
Yeah, I'm just clicking one button and it's popping them up. Oh, this is another old relationship of yours.
I am so mad about this.
Well, if Twitter's there, that means your Instagram's there.
Instagram's not bad.
Okay.
I don't think I've deleted any, I mean, minus relationships, but I haven't deleted any.
You didn't put Schlarty on a resume or anything like that, did you?
Oh, no. No, no, I'm good there.
Hey, you remember this guy? Oh, so this is so self-serving, Chad. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I saw him recently, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, no matter how drunk I am, nothing will change how bad Disney is for whatever is happening on Disney Channel. That doesn't even make sense.
I was watching TV, apparently, drunk, and
Disney
I didn't
Channel.
Like what was happening.
Disney Channel. Hey, there's a Twitch stream on here. That's probably the last day you streamed.
That might have been my last tweet.
That could have... Yeah, that's the last day we have archived.
Good. Good. Fucking Twitter, man.
Yeah.
Can I delete? No, because I can't delete that.
You could probably request that it be removed. You could probably do that.
Wow.
You want to see something really terrifying? Okay, don't repeat this on the air. Don't repeat this on the air, but I want, because we're talking about it, I want to show you this. Watch this. Look at this, man.
That is not the last tweet I made. I was still tweeting when we were doing Camp Steak.
Let's try this one. Like, look at this, dude.
Hmm?
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this shit.
Isn't this fuck? This is crazy, dude.
Yeah. You can't help that, though.
You can request that it be removed.
I mean, it's just like, what, isn't it like phone book shit?
Oh, my God, dude, it's horrible. But, yeah, everything's on there. Everything's on the internet. It's there forever. That's why you just gotta wait.
Apparently not all my Twitter. I'm good.
Well, that's one place, though.
Yeah. I don't think I put racy stuff on my Facebook.
Man, stop listening so well, all right?
I don't think I put anything racy on my Facebook because everyone from school was there. Twitter was like my world before people knew what Twitter was. That's when
Put anything you wanted on there because you know no one would see it.
Right.
And then it blew up. Now everyone's going to see it. We should have stuck to MySpace, dude.
Really should have. But everyone was there at the time, so I couldn't have done that.
That's right. There's probably something else out there. You didn't have a blog or anything like that, did you?
No.
Okay. That didn't sound like a very confident no.
Let's just leave it at no.
Did you have a blog?
No. 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 I really hope not.
Or anywhere that can be found.
Are you an author at Club and Resort Businesses?
Yeah, that's me. See, this is what I'm hoping, is that there's enough Colby Newmans out there now.
That's a very common name, surprisingly.
My dribble's up there, though.
You want to look at my dribble account?
Okay, let's look. You want to show off your dribble account, man?
No.
My God, what is this photo of you?
That's my family photo. Did I not show you my lovely family photo?
No, why would you show me this? Photo? You should be ashamed. Oh, you updated this, man.
Yeah, I did, man.
When did you update it?
Recently.
Look at this, dude. Look at this right here. God, what?
What the hell?
I can't even look?
Yeah. Dribble's a bitch.
That's good enough. Man, not only is this some great work, but the client you worked for is probably one of the best you've ever had to do.
He's actually the worst person I know.
I really wish you would have finished these two. These things are so cool, these Destiny helmets
man,
and guns,
so
man.
So much work, bro.
Yeah, but they're so awesome, dude. They're so awesome.
When did that happen? 701. Oh. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, I'm showing you my family photo.
Why are you taking family photos?
Because we haven't in a long time. The last time, I think, was from when I was like 9 years old.
You look good, man.
Yeah, it's a good photo.
Your father's looking good, too. He looks older than the last time I saw him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's a good photo.
Time, dude.
Time gets us all, man.
It does, dude. It bones us hard,
you
man.
You know what Bash said? I saw Bash recently.
He was
like, got some cheeks on you, bro. I'm like, shut your fucking mouth.
You look the same to me.
I've
honestly thought about doing that. Have you seen on Twitter that challenge, the 09-2019 challenge? I honestly thought about doing that. I would look the same. Like, and then I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, when we do the 10-year challenge, at the beginning of every episode, we show an old photo of us from, 2008.
Yeah.
Every single year. We're proud of it. And you know what?
You look fine.
We look the same.
You look
bigger. Cool. My hair looks different. The face, the same.
Yep.
The same. This is the laziest website I've ever seen, by the way. It's literally your dribble.
The same.
It's the same, dude. This, yeah, by the man. Way, also one of the worst things you've ever made. I just want to let you know that.
Shut your fucking mouth. It's the first time I experimented with Cinema 4D, you big, gigantic asshat. All right, well, that was a whole long spiel down a road of things
you don't
know.
Yeah. Well, they... Yeah. It's scary, though. It's out there, man. You can't hide. It's out there. Yeah, I thought about deleting stuff, you know, because... It's twofold. I don't want anyone to ever contact me. And I don't mean, strangers on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
anyone?
Businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to deal with people. I wish I could expunge my real name from the internet. Mm-hmm. For so long, because I owned my own business and, I was me. That was my brand.
Yeah.
And then I was I'm going to reboot everything and no longer be this web developer marketer guy. Instead, I'm going to be Radio Joe. and I started a new name.
It's got to be a better life.
And now I feel like if someone Googled me, I would get, like, schizophrenia, I feel like people would get, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what's on my shirt.
Sorry, man. How drunk are you right now? Did you start drinking heavier when we started looking at your older tweets?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm one cup in. It's probably going to be one and a half.
You want to spin the shot wheel, man?
No.
Okay. Well, what if someone donates $5?
If they donate $50, I will take five shots.
If they donate $50, you'll take five shots. Okay, you heard it right here.
I didn't agree.
You know what?
I'm just throwing out ideas here, friend.
I agree. Done. We'll each take five shots if someone donates $50.
No, that's $100.
Oh, wait, what? Okay, so you'll do five shots for $50. For $100, I'll also do it.
No.
This is a great deal for me. I like this. Let's go with it.
It's 2.5 shots each.
Okay, so $50, 2.5 shots each.
Yes.
I will, for the record, do three shots.
2.5.
He can do 2.5. I'll do 3.
2.5. Also, Menace, that dance thing expired with 2018.
It's like the third show offer.
Yeah.
Expired with 2017.
We're just throwing all this. Well, me. I'm just throwing all the shit out the window now. No dancing for money. No third show. No new intro.
Yeah, no.
That animation I sent you, that was fake. That was just to make you think I'm doing work on it.
Can I show them that?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's terrible.
What do you mean?
I did it in like 5 seconds.
But it moves, right? Like it's animated.
Oh, like not a lot.
But yeah, well, I mean, it's animated like your other animation, like the intro we got currently.
Yeah, a little,
All right, well, I'm getting less excited by the minute, chat.
I could tell you that your belly moves. That's about it.
Jesus. Hey, you didn't ever answer that question, by the way.
What question?
This one right here.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it would have been nice to have it today.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
anyway,
sorry,
it's okay. All right, so this is a preview right here, okay? When he sent that to me...
I made your stomach abnormally large.
That's fine, dude.
Like you have.
I mean, I know what that is over, and that fits. Now, the jiggling might be a little bit of overkill.
Nah, it looks great.
I'm sure it looks great.
Well, and like I animated the hand come out and it points at you.
Yeah,
so that's
animation. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And then the whole McDonald's skit.
Yeah,
I animated all right, this, dudes talking about you being fat.
This.
I animated a Big Mac.
This intro is going to be incredible, chat.
It's not.
It is.
But
oh, you know what? We're on the wrong episode number too. Hold on.
Are we?
Yeah, because I didn't update it because. There, 147. That's better.
Oh, great. So that means I only have a week?
Oh, also, that thing that I closed updates the time and date.
So are we off? Yeah, we're off.
No, it's not supposed to move. This is just a screenshot, Menace. He just sent me a screenshot.
Yeah, I want to save there. The animation for the first time he sees it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be like,
he's going
to
surprise me. This is just a tease.
It's a little tease.
It's a little tease, but it's so...
Good.
Juicy. Oh, and juicy, apparently, yeah. Mm. Yeah, man. Yeah. So. Well, I don't have anything to talk about because none of my topics are open.
Yeah.
I think I have a lot of stuff to talk about, so I guess I should probably try to open it. But I feel like there was something I wanted to talk to you about particularly. I don't remember what it was.
The other Game of Thrones?
That was it.
Was it?
That was it. Did you see the Game of Thrones teaser?
Yes, I fucking saw it.
I mean, do we even want to play it?
No.
It's worthless.
It's bullshit.
It's worthless.
Only thing was, I saw a meme on Facebook immediately after, and it was just like, where's Bran?
Didn't I send you one?
No.
A meme? I thought about sending you one. Maybe I didn't send it.
I don't know. You have like 5 different places where you send me memes, so I don't really know.
What do you mean? I only send you...
You text them, you Discord them, you Twitter me, you send them via Reddit.
Okay, I have never sent you a meme over Twitter. Ever.
Didn't you send me, like, a job?
Well, that's different.
Still,
okay.
That's a
listen,
meme. That's a meme.
Did you get it?
No.
Then how do you know I sent it to you?
Wait, yeah, I mean, I got it.
What does it mean? Did you get the job?
That's how I knew that you sent it to me. You dingbat. What even was this? Wasn't it a job in like?
I don't even know. I don't remember sending this to you. Was it? I doubt it was it. Oh, it's yeah. That's what it was. That's not. That's a great job. You should have applied
also
for that.
Senior graphic designer.
Yeah.
You know
at
one
Bungie.
Thing? I'm not a fucking senior.
Yeah, man. You're a senior graphic designer.
No.
What you do is you put me down as all three references under different names at different positions. I'll come up with a different voice for each one. Oh yes, Corby. He's the beast. He out there. He doing the graphic designer at a senior position for over 55 years.
55?
Yes, I know that sounds like a long time. He only 26 years old. That's how hard he worked. 55 years worth of labor in 3 years. Hire this man, Bungie. Hire him. Do it.
And where are you from?
Transylvania.
What company?
Hunchan.
Hunchan.
It's out of China.
Okay.
Prove me wrong.
You wouldn't have put a reputable name like...
Hunchan out of China ain't reputable, you friggin' racist. No. Are you calling Hunchang? You dishonor the whole Hunchang family. He will come here. He will ride here on his hot air balloon. He'll be in there.
Talk like Asians.
Making the hot air faster than ever. He'll be running over here. He'll be like, I am Hunchang. Slap you.
Oh, fucking shit. You got too into that. You got too into that. Almost poked my fucking eye out.
I grazed his cheek. Just a graze.
Hung Chung?
I haven't even
the
been,
guy who wanted his rent from
Spider-Man? I haven't
Spider-Man?
Been drinking, man. It's just,
that's just you.
That's just me being insane right there. I snapped a little bit.
You did.
But I could do that, and you'd get that job 100%.
Because
they'd be scared that if they didn't give it to you, that I'd show up.
That wouldn't... No, that's not a thing.
I'd just tell them I'm next door.
The long walk thing?
Ooh, that's a good idea, Ball and Hobo. Ooh, that's a great idea. It's a great idea. Okay, let's talk about it. All right, Game of Thrones, okay? Here's what's going to happen. Mm. They're all down there in the thing. The White Walkers are going to show up, okay, because that's what it shows.
Do you think that actual scene's from the show?
Yeah, I do.
Do
okay,
you?
I think what's happened is they're down there, they're paying their respects because they haven't been to Winterfell in forever.
And then all of a sudden they have statues of themselves?
Well, I don't know about the statues thing.
Yeah, see, no, that's bullshit.
Maybe they were dead. Either way.
It's just them staring death in the face.
Let me finish.
Because they're about to fight the White Walkers.
I want you to get enraged. What if the White Walkers show up right as they're getting back to Winterfell? And so then they run off to go fight the White Walkers, and that's why Jon doesn't find out that he's a Targaryen till the end of the show. Because he's not there with Bran.
That might happen.
If they wait to tell him that he is the true king until episode 6 out of 6, I'm going to unplug our TV.
They can't go down there, allegedly?
What do you mean?
What? They can go down
there.
They
were only for lords? Listen, the king can do whatever he wants, okay? You know what else you can't do? Blow up the entire
Sansa's
sacred church.
Sansa's been down there already before she was remarried.
What's the name of that place that blows up?
Sept?
No. The city that it's in. What's,
King's Landing?
Thank you. Yes. Yes, that's how little I remember about Game of Thrones.
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the primary city? Game of what again?
Game of the...
Game of wooden chairs? I can't remember. It's chairs.
Is it a big chair? Is it made out of something?
Yeah, the White Walkers do have a dragon, and it's blue. Because it's icy. And when you turn
like
ice, you turn blue.
Raven place? Taylor, what are you talking about?
Oh, by the way, Taylor. Spoilers starting to come out, girl. All right? I'm going to get you some links. Okay? They starting
they
to come
aren't.
Out. Yeah, they are.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They are definitely not.
Yeah, they are.
Fucking around.
There was a giant info dump just a couple days ago.
No,
and the people, the watchers on the wall, that's what they call the spoiler people, they're sifting through them right now. For the actual leaks. They're going to compare them to set photos and location shootings and all that stuff.
Suck on my dick.
Why?
Because fuck that amount of work.
I'm not doing it.
Just 3 months. 3 months of your life. 3 months of your life
Dude,
to find out all the shit.
These people, it isn't 3 months of their
life.
They
can suck my dick.
I have ever watched Game of Thrones and this guy at work but doesn't shut up about it. I mean, up there where you live, Bonhovo, it kind of is north of the wall, so. I've seen your photos from work. Oh, just down here in this pit, you know?
Pit?
You should look. You should get on Discord. You know what Colby told me the other day? He said my Discord gives him too many notifications.
Oh, yeah.
And that he told me he was mad that I was getting mildly popular.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands the purpose of this show.
I don't understand people who use Discord.
Yes, Menace. The kid who got thrown out of the window, Menace, he is now a... he can see the future, and he can possess other people's bodies and relive their past and their present.
And may or may not be the White Walker King.
Yeah, he may or may not be the bad guy.
He might be the guy who cut off the head of the person in the very beginning of the show.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
What yeah, first up, season's a mate eight.
Could you imagine?
What mate?
Yes. Can you imagine if
Menace, you don't get to say that word.
What mate? Why? Because he's too. Because he's not white. Because
he's not Australian.
Oh, he's appropriating Australian culture. I didn't realize that was
that's
a crime.
That's a culture that you can appropriate, mate. Mate,
can I tell you something really stupid?
What?
Okay, so I was watching this competing podcast. Starts at 7, or it starts at 6, so I watch like an hour. Plotted of Sunshine's on it right now. I don't know why they picked Thursdays.
Fucking bitch.
Okay, but Menace is here, so clearly we're superior. Mm. All right, but they were talking about rappers, and I didn't understand most of it, but he was talking about how this guy was playing Heads Up with a bunch of white people, and the answer was Eminem. Mm. And, you know, in Heads Up, you're supposed to describe whatever is on there. You know, so the person can guess. Like, someone has Eminem on their head.
A tiny chocolate candy.
Right. Or, no, what he said is the best white rapper alive. Mm-hmm. And he said that the people said French Montana and then Vanilla Ice.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was laughing because French Montana isn't white. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then I was about to type in chat and make a joke. Be like, French Montana, he's either French, which is white, or he's from Montana, which means he's white. He's appropriating our culture. But I didn't because I didn't think it would be, you know, it wouldn't go over well on an entire room filled with black people from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't think that would be appropriate humor. But I feel it's a safe space here. But I mean, that's true, right?
They would have laughed.
Like French Montana? Yeah. Why don't you just call him like strawberry milk?
Why are you taking our words there, man?
He's either French or he's from Montana. Mm-hmm. Like, what would happen if I came out and I was Kenyan? What's a primarily black city?
Oakland?
What if I was Kenyan Oakland? Hmm?
I don't think people from Kenya are in Oakland, but okay. They're typically in Kenya.
No, it's French Montana.
Oh, I got you. Uh-huh.
It's two different white nationalities. Well, what's a black state?
Kenya, Michigan.
Is Michigan black?
Kenya, Alabama.
There you go. What if I came out and I was like, my name's Kenyan, Alabama? And I'm going to rap for you. Wouldn't people get mad?
No, that'd be really good.
That's reverse racism.
Channeling 2012.
Oh, my God.
What happened in 2012?
I don't know. Oh, son of a... I don't know what happened.
Did a Kenyan, Montana, Alabama...
I don't know.
...make an album?
Oh, you know what else what I want to talk about?
What's that, man? What's up?
Trump and the Big Macs.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to pull up a bunch of photos. Did you see those photos?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in those photos? Because I don't read the news, okay? For the record,
I don't
Menace,
know what it was for.
I was not. Okay, he was. My Twitter has always been PG, because I'm terrified of my mother seeing what I write in real life. My Twitter's fine. His, horrible.
I don't allow anybody to follow it anymore.
Yeah, he might as well delete it.
I might as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, have you seen the BuzzFeed video about eating how Trump eats it a day? I have not. Okay, so I don't know what happened, but I'm assuming the Clemson Tigers won the national championship,
mm-hmm.
and so they went to the White House because mm-hmm. the championship winners usually do that, and because of the government shutdown, Trump bought Big Macs? Is that what happened?
I have no idea. I've given up.
We're going to have to look it up.
I hate news. I don't care. This shows me completely that it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. No, nothing matters.
Not just weird things, but still. Like, has your life really changed all that much?
Okay, so look at this.
Has your life really changed?
Have you not seen these photos?
Yeah, no, I've seen the damn photos.
Okay.
Accidental Renaissance is a Reddit that I follow.
Look at this. I haven't seen this photo. Is this real?
Yeah, that's the main one.
Is this the real? Is this a real photo?
That's the main one that's being memed all over the place. Yeah. I've seen people replace him with Mac.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I put that in the Discord, and the Abraham Lincoln photo is replaced with
the Hitler dog.
I assume the entire front of it was also Photoshopped.
No.
This is a real photo.
It's a real photo of all McDonald's.
Fallen Homo just says supporting local businesses in all caps.
I mean, all of the sandwiches are McDonald's. I don't know what the red wraps are over there. And then he got
salads. Those are Wendy's burgers. These are Wendy's burgers. These are quarter pounders. These are, I don't know what those are.
Yeah, that looks like McDonald's.
These are Filet-O-Fish. Filet-O-Fish, quarter pounders, Big Macs over
what's
here.
What's like the dishes over there?
These are salads.
Uh-huh.
I think these are salads from Wendy's. I think these are like, I don't know what these are, but these are definitely Wendy's burgers. And this happened because of the government shutdown, right? There's no cooks. So he had to provide food, so he went to McDonald's. How do you even get that much food? There's no way that food's good, right? Like, it's...
No.
That's not fresh.
Mm-mm.
Also, can football players eat McDonald's? I feel like if you...
In the offseason, they can. They just won. They deserve some Mickey D's. That was Trump's thought.
Well, yeah, but is that...
He wanted Abraham Lincoln to be there as well.
Abraham Lincoln's back there, like...
judging the entire situation.
Like, what is happening right now with this? What's this whole thing? Okay.
Hey, they put the nugs in boxes now, so at Mickey D's. So I'm
maybe he wanted to make it easy.
Some of those are nugs.
Yeah, what are these over here? We got to figure that out. I don't care at all about
Wendy's.
I'm so tired
those
of
those are definitely Wendy's.
Late night people.
Dude, I fucking hate all of the late night people.
Dude, this...
I hate them. Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, fucking Colbert, even John Oliver now. Mm-mm.
I don't watch him, yeah.
I can't. It's Trump. Trump.
I like this artsy photo shot through the boxes. Dude. Oh, look at that, man. Are those fries in White House cups right there, dude?
Is that what that is?
Ketchup packets?
Yep.
There's Domino's pizza back there, man.
Dude, he got everything then, apparently, right?
Look at all these idiots wearing fancy clothes.
Eating McDonald's at the fucking
White House. That says Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Nobody's burning, Taylor. We're fine. Mexico's fine. Tariffs and everything are just making everyone's life way better.
God, I hate this button! Oh my God, dude. I just can't believe that. That is insane to me.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing to do.
I mean, honestly, I wish that was in my house. Like, how great would it be?
To have that much fast food?
Yeah.
Not great. You'd be dead.
First of all, I didn't mean I would single-handedly eat every piece of fast food on that table.
Oh, well, then you're going to eat, like, three things.
No, I mean,
and
like...
And then the rest of it is going to be thrown away.
I mean, I'm
going
to have friends over.
10 minutes after you order it, it goes bad.
I'm going to have friends over.
What friends?
You.
Okay, six things are going to be eaten.
But it'll be great, right?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No. Now, if you were in a situation where you could pick, like... I want a Wendy's Baconator with McDonald's nugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And a Dunkin' Donut
because that's
thing.
What that is. That's a buffet of fast food.
I don't want it all there, though. I want it to, like, come out of a machine and be like, wink, here's a one serving of that thing that you wanted.
Listen, Taylor, you don't need to make the same hurtful joke that Colby did, okay?
What friends?
I don't have any friends,
I've
man.
I've got, like, two more than you.
No, you don't. You have way more friends
got, like,
than me.
I got, two more than
there
you.
Are so many people that would consider... you to be their friend, even if you don't consider them to be your friend.
No. Nope.
You could pick up the phone and call a dozen people to help you move if you needed
to. A dozen? Definitely
not. Easily. Easily.
Oh, I could, but none of them would say yes.
Oh, I bet they would.
No.
If you offered them liquor or cocaine.
No. You remember that time Pinnell helped us move?
Lizzie wouldn't show up for
He just stopped.
Yeah, but he showed up.
He just left out of nowhere, did nothing. I think he carried a box. Like one.
Your mom legit did more work than Pinella
did.
Oh,
1,000%.
Like
yeah.
Hauling. Mm-hmm. Not like cleaning or like staying inside. And like she legit carried more stuff as like a 40, I don't know how old your mom is, 40, 50 years old woman than the 22-year-old man did.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I pulled down my pants and I wiped my butt on your favorite recliner.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, you don't. You weren't there for it. I told you about it a year or so later that I did that.
Me about it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you sat in that chair a lot.
Actually, I don't remember that at all. It just sounds like something that happened, so
I told you when I was drunk.
Sure.
Because I didn't ever really want you to know.
I mean, it sounds familiar.
That you sit in my butt chair.
I'd never sit in that chair.
I know. And that made me even more mad, because the only reason I rubbed my butt on it is because you were complaining about how you wanted your favorite chair to be somewhere particular.
Because I would have sat in it if it was in a good spot, but it was not. Because someone was like, just put it over there. You fucker.
You remember that, but not me putting my butt on it? Okay.
I remember you ruining my life.
Hey, speaking of lives being ruined, LOL. No, I'm just kidding. My sister got engaged recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
She went on a cruise.
It's lovely for her.
And then she got engaged.
Hmm.
She's stealing my thunder, man.
Mm-hmm. When's she getting married? A year from now?
She's getting married, like, in May of 2020, yeah. Like, a year after mine.
Wow.
Which one? I don't even need to ask. Which one do you think my parents care more about?
Yours?
You are such a liar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
No.
No way.
That's that whole, like, we love you equally kind of thing. But
no, they haven't even mentioned it to me.
No.
My mom and dad haven't said one word about my wedding.
Like what?
Like,
what are you expecting them to say? Like, oh, yeah, you're getting at it again, man.
I know it's my second one, but, like...
Yeah. You know what happened in Friends when Ross gets married?
No, and I don't want to know because I don't care about Friends.
Gets married again and then gets another divorce. He becomes the guy who just gets married. That's you.
No, it's not. Being married twice over 30 years is fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm giving you shit.
It's fine. Now, I don't expect them to pay for it. Okay? But I guarantee you they're going to.
Isn't that Chris's parents' job?
I don't know. I can't. Yes, and they are. They're helping us pay for it. But the thing is like, I don't. My parents have always been super frugal. Okay, I should rephrase. My dad is super frugal.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know this. He doesn't give me any money at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, he fixed my car. I had to pay for every single thing he did.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I don't expect it to be like, here's money for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, my sister, my brothers, they get laptops, they get cars. Like, I feel like ever since I moved out, they get more things that I never got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the situation is a little different. My dad makes way more money now than he did 15 years ago when I moved out. So they're in a different financial situation. But I feel
that
like...
That just means you're owed that much more.
Well, it's not even about being owed. I'm just curious if, like... where that line is drawn. Because, uh-huh. Like, they also stopped giving my sister... Like, this Christmas, they stopped doing stockings for me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't live at home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my mom and I said, I haven't lived at home for 12 years. And yeah. I've gotten a stocking those last 12 years. And my sister's like, yeah, what's up with that? Because she just moved out, like, 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Sarah is owed 12 years of stockings. She's like, nah. And so they just, like, kind of make it up as they go along.
I think they're just getting lazy.
So, like, I'm kind of excited to be like, what are you... Like, I don't want them to... I mean, it would be nice if they gave money. But I don't need them to help financially. I mean, if they're like, here's $1,000, you know, that'd be nice.
Because
it's $1,000.
Yeah.
But I don't expect it. But I'm kind of curious to see, like, through Sarah, I can now kind of ask questions and get a read on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 15 years from now, Sarah's been married a long time. I've been married again for a long time. Luke gets married. Then we can both investigate what he's doing. You know,
what do you mean he's doing?
My parents are enigmas, dude. And I don't I think they're only enigmas to me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think they talk to my siblings, mm-hmm. and they never talk to me. And I know it's because I'm a giant disappointment to all of them. But, like, at the same time...
Still.
I'm honestly more curious, like, for the good of my sister than I am, like, looking at it like jealousy. Like, I don't care. I have made peace with the fact that they're not going to give me anything now for, like, 20 years. I get it. Like, that doesn't change. Okay? I'm more likely to get money from you than I am from my parents. And how likely are you to give me money?
You do get my money.
No, I don't.
You do.
You take my money. I deserve 85% of this money.
What?
To test it. Let's hear your evidence against 85%.
I give you $2.50 every single month.
Are you $2.50?
Yeah.
For your sub?
Yeah. That's a lot of money to me right now, man. I'm broke.
Only because you spent $6 million in Colorado last month.
So? Seriously considering that Z-Swig sub. Could use it 5 extra buttons.
You have Amazon Prime, don't you?
Yeah.
You could just get that $2.50 back, which is how I know that you're not broke.
Because
if you're really broke, you'd be like, maybe I can't pay this sub right now, and you could get one for free. Or you could sub to this show for free and give yourself $1.25. Yep. That's what you could do. Yep. Just get a job and get hurt so they pay you for life. There's no one that's going to hire me for any type of manual labor balling hobo, but I appreciate your idea. I have considered it.
You're a big man. You can lift heavy things.
No. I could lift. I can't move.
You can move.
I could lift, and I could turn and sit. I'm like the equivalent of one of those manufacturing robots.
You can get a job as one of those?
Dude, paint me silver. Put me out there.
Probably pays as much as, like, the electric bill, but...
Hey. I'd take it. I wouldn't take it. It's too much work.
Yeah.
Way too much work. But anyway, so I don't know. I'm just curious to see, like, it's just, like, how close are you to, like, your, it's hard, I can't ask you. You're an only child. Mm-hmm. Just, like, do you know what your parents do on, like, days you're not there?
No.
Do you think that's weird?
Yes.
Like, if there was someone in your life, like, let's say you had a sister that knew what your parents did, wouldn't you want to ask them? But you can't, like, go up to them and be like, so what's mom do when I'm not around? Because that's weird, you know?
On a general note, yeah. I know what they do.
They sit and watch TV.
Yeah.
That's what all parents do, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, that's what I do.
But that's not all they do.
That's all I do.
Well, we know. We know that's what you do.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
Definitely don't work on this show. No. I was up till 9:30 last night working on the intro.
Oh, my God, dude.
I had to finish my animation.
No, I was.
I put 3 hours, probably more
oh
than
my
that.
God,
three and
three
a half
hours?
Hours into 25 seconds.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your hard work, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Completely unnecessary.
Though. It's going to be so good.
Completely unnecessary.
It's going to last us forever,
though. It
goes
by so fast. It was not even worth it.
It's going to be so good, though. Which one is Seth? That's me. I'm Seth. We should,
ban him.
I think it is time for us to switch, though.
You should ban him.
Why?
He's a Democrat.
Oh, my God.
Get him out of here.
I'm not going to ban someone.
He ain't rich because he's giving all his money away to taxes. And to the poor. We're starting a political debate right now.
I'm not
going to
debate
second.
Because I don't
Let's
know
play
enough.
My game, man. I've been waiting to play this fucking game.
I was just trying to transition, and then you started yelling about banning people. How can you donate $10,000 just to Colby like this?
You prove me wrong, because I doubt. Why? Now he said he was going to donate money to me and you ban him? Even though I just told you to ban him? You fucking asshole. I could have gotten $10,000.
He doesn't like me. Okay?
Well, that sucks for you.
All right, here. I'm going to unban him. All right, here. Now he's unbanned. Okay? Mm-hmm. You earn your $10,000.
All right, everybody, we're going to stop the stream now.
Nope.
We're going to...
Nah, man,
we're
you
gonna,
can't donate if you're not
gonna,
live, man.
We're going to go... No, we can. You can donate anytime, actually. But we're going to go... Where's the... I don't know how to do this.
Okay.
Got the button.
Oh, you on Coley Plays Games?
Yeah. About to. It's going to close out the show. But now I'm just staring at your lazy ass, not willing to work for money.
I'm not making money. He's going to give it all to you.
You don't know that.
I do know that. He said that.
Hey, Coley Blames. He's 100%, man.
He's 100%.
He's keeping it 100 right there.
He's 100% serious, man. Uh-huh.
Give me some.
100% serious.
Hey, no, it's mine. My 10K. You can PayPal that to me. PayPal.com/ticklefoot.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I wondered why it wasn't available for me. Now I know. You took it from me.
I don't think anybody can hear you, man.
Oh, they can hear me. Your mic is so loud.
I don't
everyone
think it is.
Can hear it.
I really don't. Say something again.
Hi, it's me, Seth.
No, I can't hear it.
You can hear it.
Nope. Okay, now you're just rude.
Oh,
that's the wrong.
Now it's
he said he didn't like you. The man cannot like you. That's fine. But if he gets at you for being fat, he's out of here.
No, I think that man had good opinions. What a shocking twist that took. Wow.
What? Who could imagine that a fucking Democrat would come in here stirring the pot? Fat shaming in this day and age. You should be ashamed.
Yeah, Democrats don't fat shame. That's
no.
a great point. That's a Republican
that's
thing to do.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. Yeah. Don't fat shame.
Yeah.
Don't be racist. Don't fat shame. If he said anything about Jews coming up next, like that would have hit the triple buzzer.
Oh, you know, three. I bet you that he'll show up soon with like the rich Jew as his name, and he'll do the exact same thing.
If he does,
but he'll be like,
"You should give me $10,000."
No, this time it'll be different. It'll be like blame haircut for losing 10K. No. Totally serious. I was drunk right now, and I'm totally employed. LOL.
I feel like that's happened before.
Oh, it's definitely.
Anywho, and that's the end of the show, everybody. Thanks for watching. Follow us on the social medias that are right there.
I mean, it's...
Don't spam us.
This is episode 147, and people come in here... Like, the title of the show just says episode 147. And people come in here, and they're like, I'm going to do something that no one's ever seen on Twitch before.
I'm going to call this dude fat.
I do 40 hours of live Twitch content, and people come in here, and they're like, oh, every week, and they go, I'm going to get him with this one. He won't see this one coming a mile away. This is going to blow his mind. Watch this. You're fat. Oh my God, I got him so good. I bet he didn't know he was fat until I told him right now.
I'm fat? What? Oh. When did that happen?
People are dumb, dude.
How have I not noticed?
People are dumb.
Oh,
dude.
God.
People are dumb.
Fuck off.
Hey, guys, what's up? Seth the Colby Show. Okay, we're going to go away. For like 5 minutes.
Hopefully forever if this fucking dickhead stays around.
We'll ban him.
Ban all
It's no men. Problem. We'll ban
Gotta
him.
Gotta get the mods on it. Taylor, where you fucking at?
She doesn't actually mod. She's just a mod.
Where you at?
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna come in here and we're going to take a 5 minute break. We're gonna come back and Colby is gonna play Detroit Become Human. People have been clamoring for it. For years.
I have.
Yes, people clamoring. So stick around. Colby's gonna come back. We're gonna play the robot game.
Yeah. Robot
all right.
Game.
And all that stuff. Thank you guys for watching. Sorry about being a little late and all that stuff, but we'll be back shortly. We'll see you in a second. Bye bye, everybody. Bye bye.